Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. Well, for all you racing fans, due to rain, the Orange County Speedway 2024 racing season has been rescheduled for Friday rather than today. The season begins with the Rogers Heating and Cooling Orange Crush 200. Friday the 29th. Some of the best race car drivers in the area have accepted their invitations to compete in this event. Grandstand gates will open at 1 p.m. with the green flag wave at 7:30 p.m. All proceeds will go to the Ward Burton Wildlife Foundation. Now you can go to OCSTrack.net for more information. In Uptown Roxborough on Friday, March the 29th, Safari Eats will be at Black Creek Brewery from 5 to 8 p.m. Also on Friday the 29th, the main event band will be at Festival House at the Homestead. Doors open at 7 p.m., band plays from 8 to 10. On Saturday, March the 30th, the Person County Veterans Park on Morgan Street will have a Vietnam Veterans Remembrance Service beginning at 10 a.m. At Palace Point on Saturday, March the 30th, you can have breakfast with Peter Rabbit. Seatings are at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. After breakfast, you can stay for the free movie Peter Rabbit 2 at 9:15 and 11:15, only $18 per person. Also this Saturday, there'll be a special boutique hop. Now, many of our specialty boutique shops will be having special sales, and you can enter to win some really great prizes. So plan to shop at Cry Freedom Missions, Madison Marketplace, Russell's Boutique, Specialty Design, The Exchange Consignment, Unsalted Farm 2, and Wild Blossom Boutique. You get your shopping card, get it punched, and enter for some great prizes. The event goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a good time to fill up that special Easter basket for yourself or someone else special in your life. This is another great way to support our locally owned small businesses. Another palatial parking lot yard sale at Palace Point will be Saturday, April the 6th from 8 a.m. to noon. On April the 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the City Council Chambers in the City Government Building on Lamar Street, there'll be a very important public input meeting on the Roxborough Pedestrian and Bicycle Plan. Public input is appreciated at this meeting, as well as you can gain some other important information. The public is encouraged to attend. There'll be another similar meeting at the Kirby Cultural Arts Center on April the 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. in case you can't make this first meeting. If you're interested in the pedestrian and bicycle plan, you can stop by City Hall and pick up a survey, or you can go to cityofroxborough.com/visitors/news and fill out the survey online. Surveys may also be picked up at the library and the senior center. Now, this is the time to give your input. The last in the series of page to stage plays being produced at the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex this spring will be performed April the 12th and 13th at 7:30 p.m. and again on Sunday, April the 14th at 3 p.m. This original play written by Angela Daniel Upchurch is titled Coming Home. This musical epic chronicles the life of Moses Roper coming home. It's a story of perseverance, hardship, and humanity. Mr. Roper would become the first fugitive slave abolitionist to lecture in Britain and Ireland. The original play is directed by Dr. Fred Motley. Also in Uptown Roxborough on Saturday the 13th will be the Fun Scavenger Hunt Amazing Race, and it's still time to get registered. There's a vendor market at the Homestead on Saturday, April the 13th, and it's not too early to call and get your booth registered. On Saturday, April the 13th at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard, Tim Elliott will be there for your entertainment. Tickets are on sale now. Also, just to let you know, they have a couple of new wines available. There's a food truck rodeo in Uptown Roxborough on Sunday, April the 14th, starting at noon. Rocks and Roll Cruise In starts on Friday, April the 19th. And on Saturday, April the 20th, there'll be a spring litter sweep from 8 a.m. to noon. Get your teams together and meet at City Hall to help clean up areas in the city and the county. Now, I hope you've put the new event, Rocksfest, on your planning calendar for Saturday, May the 4th. The event is at Hyco Lake, and the bands will be Misbehaving, Too Much Sylvia, Red Dirt Revival, and the band Crush. DJ Robbie Perkins will also be there adding to the entertainment. Advance tickets are $25, $30 the day of the event. To celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Person County Veterans Park, there'll be a free concert at Huck Sansbury on Saturday, June the 15th. Jason Michael Carroll will be the headlining artist. For more special musical entertainment, Ray Scott is coming back to Tonal Creek on Saturday, June the 22nd. Not too early to be getting your tickets. The Willow Oak Music Fest will be held June the 13th through the 15th. You can go to their Facebook page to get discounted tickets and to see their lineup. It's a great lineup this year, and I see where they're going to have special workshops for musicians on Saturday. Go to willowoakpark.com for more information. Now, just another reminder that starting the 1st of April, Dalton Sports Bar and Grill will be open on Monday evening. Well, I hope this has given you some fun things to do this weekend and to put on your planning calendar for upcoming events. Have a wonderful Easter weekend in beautiful Roxborough and Person County. And thank you for listening. And now word from Pointer & Associates, David Witt, agent, and Ford Bradshaw of Edward Jones, a financial advisor, who so kindly bring you Out and About every Thursday.